Come Follow Me, New Testament, August 26th through September 1st, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, Strengthening the Body of Christ. The new Come Follow Me curriculum helps Latter-day Saints all over the world strengthen themselves, their homes, and their fellow saints. By David Dixon, Church Magazines. Have you ever tried picking up a pencil with your toes or walking on your hands? Neither activity is especially easy for the obvious reason that walking is for feet and pencil lifting is for fingers. But that's the wonder and beauty of our bodies. Each part serves a unique and critical function in our everyday life. The Apostle Paul understood this principle when he compared the early church to the body of Christ. He taught, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Meaning that when we join the church, we are added to and function like a critical part of a body. Each of us has unique talents, gifts, and abilities that make us crucial to the work. That's true whether we're from Boston or Buenos Aires, whether we're old, young, single, married, widowed, divorced, from a part member family, childless, or have a house full of kids. Whoever you are, wherever you are, you're a valuable member of the body of Christ. And just as a person can't function as well without hands or eyes or feet, neither can the church function as easily without you. Or as Paul put it, "The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you." Stronger conversion, stronger body. In the same way that exercise can strengthen human muscles, members of the church can strengthen the body of Christ by exercising spiritual muscles. We do so by ministering to others, serving in the church, doing family history, attending the temple, sharing the gospel, participating in our church meetings, teaching the gospel in our homes, and growing in our own personal conversion. The new Come Follow Me curriculum for individuals and families is particularly designed for the last three in that list, strengthening ourselves, our families, and our church meetings. However, as we do so and grow in our conversion, we'll feel